This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show on a Friday. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Sean Myers producing a lot of Steelers talk here. A very interesting discussion with Cam Hayward and Chris Boswell. And now we usually go out to the fan hotline. Now I just look across the studio and I find Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. What's up, man?
Hey, Jason. Sorry I'm in the studio with you. I apologize for making my presence in here.
No, I'm just joking.
You look great.
It looks fantastic. It is so nice to spend the afternoon in air conditioning. That's kind of a nice break.
Yeah, it's rare for you, although the food's going to be much worse on this end of things in that there isn't food.
I really enjoy camp, and I shouldn't say that out loud because I'll get ridiculed next time I'm in the media room, but I do like going out there and being a part of that. There's just something really special, and I think these guys do still get something out of going to that type of setting to start a season.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like going out there. If you could tell me camp was not an hour and a half away, an hour and 15 minutes away, I'd be a lot more excited for it. And I'm not complaining. It's just, you know, that takes your day.
It does. It
takes a lot out of your
that
day.
That part of it isn't ideal, but, you know, sometimes it takes an hour to get to the south side.
That is also true, Jeff. That is also true. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about camp. I want to talk about the Hayward and Boswell stuff with you. You want to start with that or the preseason game?
Whichever. I'm up. Let's go with the. Let's go with Cam and.
Yeah,
and
we were talking about it off air, and it's. I understand why people feel certain ways about it. Both sides. I think there are, you know, casualties or there's stuff that you kind of can't put back in the tube. But where do you come down on all this stuff?
I think Andy Lindberg has incorporated it well, and he's doing a story at 93.7thefan.com. I get why he thinks he deserves more money. He had a great year. He was the best defensive tackle in the league last year, and he was grossly underpaid for how he performed. That being said, until there is an incentive-based contract, that's what I would love to see.
I know.
Based on your time in the league, you start with, say, $2.5 million as a base salary. And then here are a whole bunch of incentives to where you could make $40 million, but if you get hurt or have a bad year, you don't get any of it. So if you sign for $14.5 million and you miss most of the season, you're only going to get your base salary. That's the risk. I mean, but those guys would never go for that. Until you have something like that, you sign the contract. The Steelers also took a chance. While it probably was a team-friendly contract,
you still signed it. You could have said no.
You still signed it, and the team still had to go, guys really fall off at that age.
Yeah, but if Cam wanted to make the money, he could have gone to the open market, gone to the highest bidder, and got his money, right?
And the timing of it kind of sucks. it would have been almost better if he just did it with TJ and did it more in the offseason as opposed to right now. I think they'll figure out something. I'm not as concerned. But while the Steelers have changed a lot of their philosophies on things, I think there are two Dan Rooney principles that aren't going to change. They are not going to negotiate in season, and they're not going to talk to guys with 2 years left on their deal. Especially, I mean, Cam, you could say, all right, to another player, you become a 10-time captain and a 6-time Pro Bowler, and then you can come to us with 2 years left. Until you're there, don't come see us. Because they kind of did that with Ben. They said, listen, Ben's a special exception. He won 2 Super Bowls. Look at all he did.
Right.
But they're definitely not going to do it for a kicker.
Though, Jeff? I mean, what, you don't think so? Not no. for Boss? I mean, maybe you could come to them and say, I'm the best at my position in the league. And you could, okay, Cam Hayward was the best defensive tackle in the league. And then all of a sudden, if I'm that next guy who says I was the best in the league, all of a sudden the goalposts are you have to be a 10-time captain? I would say, look, can I have a list of rules on where this is? Because
right.
I didn't
That's
see
why
that
you just
anywhere.
Don't do it. That's yeah. why you just... It's a slippery slope. I appreciate everything Cam has done. But let's say, for example, Jalen Ramsey has a big year for the Steelers and says, listen, I know we talked about this. I ain't playing for anything less than this. You just did it with Cam.
Yes.
Or Jonnu Smith says, I know I signed this. Or Metcalf says, I know we just agreed to a contract, but I caught 100 passes for 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns. I outperformed that money. I want more. At some point, you need to stop it. And for the Steelers, maybe stopping it with a generational-type player, not only on the field but off it, could set the example that they need to set. As horrible as that is because of everything Cam has done and how great of a season, you can't start giving in to guys that want new deals because they have a big year.
I would have zero problem with the Steelers doing that. I think the majority of the fan base would be okay with that. If they say line in the sand, look, you had the opportunity to negotiate a contract. This is your contract. You're welcome to play on it. And then put him in a corner. I don't think they're going to do that, Jeff.
Boswell,
I agree with you. I think they'll move some money around and placate him.
Boswell signed for the richest contract for a kicker at the time with Tucker. And now he is the least paid kicker in the division. I understand that. But when they signed him, the Steelers also took a chance because he wasn't as automatic as he's been the last couple of years. There was a little bit of a risk that he was still going to have it. He's 34. He has 2 more years on a contract. Are they going to rip that up and sign him to another big deal? I don't see that. I understand that Chris had a huge year. But you know what? There's risk on both sides. Go out there and keep kicking. And you know what? If you're still kicking like this at 36, you're going to get more money.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's the way it's worked for years. And when you have that time, that opportunity to negotiate that contract, we expect you to turn the screws on us or any other team. That's your leverage, but we can't do it every year. All right, it's the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Jeff Hathorn joining me in studio, going through all things Steelers, starting with the Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell contract situation. I want to pivot ahead, though, Jeff, to the preseason game on Saturday and just roll the ball out. What are you going to be watching for?
See, there's so much for me that I'm going to try to ingest myself in. Overall, do I like preseason games? No, they suck. It's a bunch of players that most people don't know. The games can get really sloppy.
You just told me you like camp. Wouldn't that preseason games suck?
No, I'm saying as a general, but when you drill down to it, how does Caleb Johnson look against another team? How does he do in pass pro? Can Roman Wilson, although he's probably not going to do it in this game, even if he does play, can he play special teams? Like, what are some of the other things that these guys can do beyond, as Tomlin put it, their day jobs? Plus, Y.A. Black, is he disruptive against another offensive line, or is that just something we're seeing in camp? Can Peyton Wilson run a defense without Patrick Queen out there? How does that look? There are some guys in the secondary that are fighting for positions. The first team offensive line is going to be out there minus Seumalo. How does that look? I mean, there's a ton of storylines to be able to. How does Ben Saul's kick? Because what if it does get really nasty with Boswell? Is that a guy that you're okay going into the season as great as he was at Pitt. How does he handle the pressure of the NFL?
Yeah, you know, the tackle situation was not one that I considered as much as I should, offensive tackle. Broderick Jones, his first look at actual competition on the left side, Fa'atanu. I mean, we got such a brief snippet of him last year. I don't know what sort of level of pass rush they're going to be facing, but it's something.
And even though they brought in Pete as a guy who can compete, a guy who's been a Pro Bowler, what does Dylan Cook look like? There's been a lot of worry about Calvin Anderson's injury, and people want the backups to be as good as the starters. Well, that doesn't happen with any NFL team. But they've liked Dylan Cook. He's a former quarterback. He's very athletic. He dealt with injuries last year. What if he goes out there and plays really well? That's something I'm going to be watching for. I mean, little things like that are things that can at least keep my interest through this game. Because you know what else we haven't even discussed yet? There's a punting competition going on.
That's right, they're going punt for punt, Mike said.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it actually has been kind of that way at camp. Like, Johnston will have a good day, and then Lefty will have a good day, and then Johnston will have a good day, then Waitman has a – I mean, it has kind of been back and forth.
So I wanted to talk a little offense with you, Jeff. I think you had a chance to sit down with Arthur Smith earlier this week, one-on-one. Obviously, a lot of talk with Aaron Rodgers and how the ball's coming out. I've been very pleasantly surprised by how he's been able to command the offense. But I wanted to ask you, relative to your conversation with Arthur, what do you think is the biggest change that we're going to see in how this group rolls it out this year?
Down the middle of the field.
Using it, actually. Yeah. That it's legal to throw balls there.
Yes.
That's good.
That it's not some kind of zone, no-fly zone. It is not. Given the guys that they have, they better be using the middle of the field. I think we're going to see more of that. And I do believe them when they say that cater their offense based on who their quarterback and who their personnel is. And from what Aaron is saying, from what Arthur said, Aaron has a lot of say in this, and that's smart. The worst thing that could have happened, I think, is Aaron comes and there's a power struggle. It doesn't seem like that's been the case at all. Now, we'll know in games. You lose a couple of games and there's questions about play calling, then we'll see the reality of this. But as of now, Aaron's even been taking play ideas from other players to Arthur, which is a line of communication you want to see, as long as Arthur's able to sit there and say, you know what, this doesn't work. Somebody's got to be the bad guy at some point. And I think he would be able to do that.
Yeah, I like that part of it, how open it's been. I haven't been out there as much as you, obviously. I've been out there twice, but seeing the interaction between Aaron and other receivers, how much he's coaching these guys up and clearly invested, and then the interaction between Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith. Like, it's darn near constant, Jeff.
I mean,
and I'm sure it continues way into the night as you're talking about.
I mean, there are times where you get the Aaron stare, where he did that to Roman when he ran a ran a bad route. And, I mean, he just stared him down. And you knew there were a conversation happened. We couldn't hear what was said. But there's also Broderick picked up a blitz yesterday from Beanie Bishop. Made a nice block. It allowed Aaron to get the ball out. And Aaron just immediately after the play is pointing at Washington and going over and like, hey, this is what we need. Like, he has been insanely engaged. And I think at times where if it wasn't, it seemed like it wasn't genuine from Russ. What they're getting from Rodgers, they believe is very genuine.
It has that different feel to me. I don't know about you. Like there's more of a tangible feel that Aaron Rodgers is more of a person than the robot that Russell was last year.
And I know people have criticized, you know, him going through some of the footwork drills that he's too slow. Well, the fact that he's willing to go through all those drills when he could opt out of some of that stuff, like, does he need to go through some of that? But he does. And he also holds himself accountable. Players will tell you that he'll say, hey, I screwed up. My bad. I made a mistake here. I shouldn't have called this player. How about a quarterback of his resume saying that, yeah, I really don't know the play. I'm counting on the second year center to really get me through it.
Yeah.
He's still comfortable learning enough offense. That he can say that, which I think is a good sign that he's kind of admitting like, hey, I really don't have this yet, where he could be the other way and not, you know, not act like that at all.
Last thing for you, Jeff, I find this topic interesting. It's kind of not divisive, but I think people feel maybe certain ways about it. The defense and all the hyperbole that we're hearing about it. I don't think it's going to be the best defense of all time, like Juan Thornhill said, but I think these guys can be pretty good. I like a lot of what they're doing on defense. Just where are you at with some of the optimism that we've seen from this group, and how good do you think they can be?
Well, let me defend Juan just for a second. Not just because I want him to talk more, but I do. I think he was caught up in the moment. You know, he's excited about what's going on. He's had a couple of interceptions in the last couple of practices. Like, he feels like he's part of something special, and he's trying to return his career to where maybe it was in Kansas City based on a situation in Cleveland that gave him a nickname that he hates. And I mean, he brings super energy. I don't think he actually meant that they're going to be the greatest defense of all time. He's just excited about it. Now, if this defense, Jason, isn't top five in the league, it's a failure, period. Mm. It's a failure.
Can they be a non-failure?
I think they can.
I think they can, too.
Y.A. Black needs to show up. Derek Harmon needs
to
be a
top five in the league in what?
In points allowed.
Points allowed. Okay. I want to see
them
be more.
Yardage is a nice stat, but let's bottom line this. It's about points allowed.
I was asking guys the other day, because I think it's important about this defense, splash, sacks, interceptions, turnovers, whatever, however you want to classify it, it needs to be an active defense. Stop long drives.
And you're right to that extent, because as I say points allowed, sometimes that can get skewed because points get scored late in games if teams are up, if that ends up being a situation. But the turnovers were down. We didn't see it. Obviously, everybody knows about Minka's streak that he went through and not getting turnovers. They need that from the middle of that defense. They need to find those type of plays. And TJ needs to be more of a wrecker than he was last year. I know he's still top 10 in sacks, still led the league in forced fumbles. But there's a little bit more there. Hopefully Highsmith gets healthy, but I get excited with Herbig getting more chances. I mean, I watch him on these one-on-one drills and they just can't contain him. Jack Sawyer, I mean, I think the depth of the defense is at a place where it hasn't been in a long time. Now, there's unproven depth on the D-line, but there's a hell of a lot of proven depth in the secondary. I mean, you got Ramsey and Slay. Even Eccles has played in the league. Thornhill, Elliott, Porter's now in his third year. Like, they have guys that have played NFL ball, and you're not just having to roll out, all due respect, Beanie Bishop and having to start him because you don't have other options.
Yeah.
They've got a ton of options. And Chuck Clark is a nice kind of quiet add to that secondary as well.
Jeff Hathorn, thanks, man. This has been fun.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.
I like it. All right. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll recap some of Jeff's thoughts. I also want to prep a little Pirate stuff as Bob Walk will join us at 1 o'clock. I want to talk about the Paul Skeens extension, future of the Pirates, what may be ahead this offseason, and what I know. I'll share that with you when we come back. It's Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey, and for the guys on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.